Hey guys, what's going on? Doc Denny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. And I want to do a quick intro for this one. This is a little clip of part of the mastermind weekend that I did for the group I'm currently working with here in Atlanta a few weeks ago. And in this clip, it was sort of a sidebar conversation. We were talking about something else and it led into lead generation and value ladders. So I talk about value ladders in this, and value ladder is really important concept to understand in terms of business and marketing. And it's, you know, it's basically how you take people from a lower cost service and bring them up to a higher and higher cost service over the course of, you know, however long that takes. So this is something that you have to look at, sort of big picture business topic. But understanding what your value ladder is and where things fit in that is really important. And where people are coming into that too is also really important. So I hope you guys like this one. If you like stuff like this and you're interested in potentially joining the mastermind, your best bet is to head over to Physical Therapy Biz. That's physicaltherapybiz.com. And on the top of that page, you'll see a tab that says Mastermind. You can sign up for the wait list. You have to fill out some questions for this. This is something that we take pretty seriously. You know, we definitely are vetting everybody that we bring into this. So if you're interested, head there, sign up, and enjoy this week's podcast.
So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name's Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast.
So Expert Secrets is how do you build a movement. Dot-com Secrets is how do you get them to convert. So all the different funnels and things associated with that. But you can really apply it in a number of different ways. So when you look at a value ladder, right? So this is basically, we'll take dentists for instance, and we'll make one for PT as well. So most dentists, there's some variation of like a free initial or discounted initial exam. If you look at this, it's almost across the board, it's always the same. So let's say they have some sort of discount initial offer. Gyms, same way. You can think about any service business or repeating business that there is, and in most cases they have some sort of initial front end offer. Yoga, right next door. 30 days for $30. As much as you want to come in. And what their goal is to expose people to their business, they like their business, and then they want to come back and they want to work with them. The guy that I talked to the other day, he owns this group over here, he said he's been doing for the last 6 years every initial new client one-on-one with them. And his close rate was about 9 out of 10, which has helped them grow their business. He doesn't do those anymore, and what he does is a 1 month, half the normal price offer, come as much as you want for a month, and about 7 out of 10 stay. He didn't have to close them anymore, and it's 70%, but he gets all his time back to go do something else, right? So Dennis, okay, we do some sort of like initial x-rays and cleaning, whatever. And I'll tell you, I just had this conversation with one of my best friends that is a dentist and owns a practice here in Atlanta, and talked to him about the same thing. He didn't even know what a value ladder was, but they have one in the business that he bought. And so it's an initial x-ray exam, whatever, at a discounted rate. I think, I don't know, it's like $50 or something like that, right? So that's the goal, to get them in the door. Now when they're there, that person hasn't been to the dentist in 4 years. So guess what? Bro, you got a cavity. We gotta fix that bad boy. Or you need a crown because you got a cracked tooth and you're gonna have a abscess develop. Nobody wants to hear that. If you tell me I'm gonna have an abscess, I'm like, all right, what's it cost? I actually don't care. Just fix it because I don't want to have a hole in my mouth, right? So maybe this here is some sort of like cleaning. Yeah, but that drill is loud, and it is what it is, right? Like ethically for us, we see people and we're like, dude, you're committing gradual suicide. You fucking eat like shit. You don't sleep. You stress all the time, and your body moves incredibly bad. do you realize that you are really taking away valuable time and years away from your family? Period. We have that conversation with people all the time. And it is the truth. We're not making this up. We know the research is there. Gradual suicide is a hard thing to hear. And it's they're doing it to themselves, right? So for this, maybe it's cleaning or something to that effect. So this, let's say this is like $50, right? They make $50. This, maybe they make $150, right? This, let's say they have to do some sort of like crown or some sort of, you know, surgery procedure. All right, let's say we're up around like $1,000 range. I think a crown at his place is like, I don't know, $600 to $800, something like that, right? And then here, this would be some sort of like cosmetic and or continuity. So this is where they come back and they're on this like twice a year membership plan, right? Cosmetic, maybe they need whatever other thing that they messed their tooth up. I don't know, I'm not a dentist. But this would be significantly more expensive. And in the long term, they might make $1,000 here, but over the course of however many years, and usually you go to a dentist and you go back to that same dentist forever, and your family goes to that dentist. And you recommend people go to that dentist, all kinds of stuff. So even though this is maybe a smaller price point, twice a year, let's say this is $200 per person, $200 per person times 20 years, it's a significant chunk of money. But here's the point with this. If you said, hey, come in and get a crown, it's $1,000. That is a very hard sell. Maybe they need it. Maybe they actually do. But that is a difficult sell versus, hey, let's get your initial exams. You're getting a discount on this. Cool. I got a little deal. I need to go get this done. I haven't been to a dentist in a few years. Whatever. But while you're there, yeah, you need your teeth cleaned because you haven't been to a dentist in a while. All right? And now you've got gingivitis and your gums bleed. Okay? Cool. Oh, and you know that your tooth is cracked. And now you have whatever growth happening. Now, and this is all stuff that we'll see. What happens with us? People come in and they're like, oh, I've had back pain for 10 years. I had rotator cuff surgery, but I never did rehab afterward. My right ankle doesn't move for some reason, not sure why. I kind of limp when I walk. Yeah, I'm on these meds. I sleep 2 hours a night. I've got a crazy job. You know, I eat like crap. Like all these things that we get, people come in, they're train wrecks. And if we say, yeah, hey, come in and give me $2,000 for a package and we'll fix it. It's a completely different story than if we can have some sort of initial front-end offer. Okay, so the value ladder, when we look at PT, for us, this is going to be, it could be a couple different things. Okay, we've done this with movement and mobility assessments fairly well. So it could be some sort of, MOB assessment. Now that's going to get a certain type of audience. That's going to be somebody that's interested in learning how to move better. Okay, so that sort of isolates them, but even that has worked pretty well for us. But this could also be a specific injury assessment, all right? And this is what we're gonna build out tomorrow, is it's gonna be specific to shoulder problems, back problems, knee problems, neck problems, foot and ankle problems, running plantar fasciitis, as narrow as you can make it, better. So if we can say, hey, we're gonna have this price point, and for us, a 30-minute visit is $110. Front-end offers work best if they're somewhere between $7 and $50. So $7 on the very low end, $50 on the higher end. So you'll notice this when you start to see trends with other businesses, like, oh, hey, it's their initial front-end offer. This is what it costs, whatever. It's always typically going to be less than $50. So for us, it's going to put us at a price point of probably around 29-ish, somewhere in that range, and we take 75% or so off of what our price point is. So 30 minutes, get you in, take a look at it, and then for us, it's really a way to get paid to do initial kind of front-end assessment if we can help them or not. And this is where the ethical side of us being able to sleep well at night comes into play, because we're not going to take somebody that obviously needs to go to a surgeon and say, hey, we can fix this, or obviously needs to do something else. Or maybe it's a primary care issue and you're worried that maybe their meds are fucking them up and that they're on a different antidepressant and that's why they're starting to have pain, or they just started a statin. We're not going to hold on to those people. We have to understand primary care, where do they belong? But like probably 90% of these people belong with us and we can help them. So the next step would be, cool, here's my recommendations. My recommendation would be, let's get you back in for another visit. So we take them up to the next step on our value ladder, which would be a single visit. Right, which for us is $199. Okay, so next step, $199. So come back, let's get you back into a treatment visit. So we don't actually do treatment here, we just assess. Single visit, let's get back in and get our hands on and let's start making a difference in this thing. Would you not try to sell them on a package here? They don't know us that well yet. They don't trust us yet. So, hey, let's get back together. Let's see how much work we can get done in an hour. On a full hour, we can start to do these things. And let's get you back. We're not gonna try to sell them a package. The likelihood of that's gonna be very low. So from there, what's the next thing? Package. All right, for us, it's between $1,100 and $1,800. All right, so here, we're getting back in, cool, they're okay with that. They see value in it, they see that they're getting better, they're finally got somebody listening to them. Guys, this is we're the unicorns of the medical field, okay? People are shocked when all of a sudden they're like, wait, so you actually are gonna listen to me and I can email you and you know my name and you don't put me in an office and isolate me for 30 minutes while I wonder if you're gonna come in and I count the cotton balls and wonder how long I have to be here and are you gonna give me a shot? You know, and what else has to happen? You know, it's so easy to be better than the average medical visit. Hospital, they're so bad. All we have to do is be mediocre and people think we're amazing. So from here, are they appropriate for it? Some of them are not. Maybe they have something real simple. Maybe they sprained their ankle and they're just trying to get back to running, but it's just been hindering them a little bit. Maybe we only see them twice. You know, maybe they're 25 years old. They got a little, you know, shoulder thing going on from CrossFit because they don't know how to kip. And all of a sudden we talk to them about how they actually use their spine instead of just swinging around on their shoulders. And now all of a sudden problem goes away. Cool. I see that person twice. I'm not going to sell them a package. I'm not going to sacrifice my ethical medical opinion for money ever, period. You guys, I assume, are the same way. You're never going to do the same thing. And that is one of the reasons why people come back and see you, because they actually trust you. And our staff is the same thing. But if they're appropriate for a package, you better fucking believe we're going to try to get them in a package, because we know that it's going to be the best way that they're going to commit to us. And we take the pressure off of our staff where they feel like they have to get them better in two visits. And that's a tough thing to do, because all we're doing is changing symptoms. So from there, some of them will convert to a package. And then the last thing will be continuity. All right, and this for us is a visit once a month for $179, or programming, which is $25, which eventually will be two visits a year plus programming, which will probably be around $35. But for us, this is where the long-term kind of consistent work, the best people we see, they can't wait to come back in for their once a month visit. They look forward to it. They'll email me and be like, hey, I get to see you next week, super excited. Awesome, let's do it. Can't wait. So, do you see how this works? Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
If you get a warm lead, like somebody's family member that you're already seeing, or like somebody that got referred, do you still take them through that process, or do you take them straight to the single visit?
This is for cold traffic primarily. So, there's a certain percent of people that are going to come and work with you and are going to do whatever you recommend no matter what. And those are the best people to have. And those are typically, like Tom said, referred from other people. So we always want to get as many referrals as possible and have strong relationships with people like gym owners and personal trainers that they just trust their opinion. And that's a great thing. And it's good for them too, because they're going to come to us and we're going to get them to go back to them and keep going to their gym and being healthy and paying their membership dues. So we fit that model really well. So no, if somebody's coming in, they're gonna come right to here. You know, so if somebody leaves us a contact request, they're coming straight to a visit. Because if we talk to them on the phone, it's like 95% with our admin staff, not even our PTs. So this would be for cold traffic, or people that maybe they're lukewarm traffic. They know who you are, they've seen your stuff online. And then you throw a message in front of them that is, you know, hey, an opportunity to come in. And this is where we'll get into this stuff tomorrow. There's a few things that go into an offer. And you guys will notice this with really good offers. People are procrastinators. There has to be a scarcity element for their own damn good. Time, number, something is scarcity related. There has to be a strong, specific call to action for something that they have going on. So I don't want to necessarily put the idea of like, okay, hey, let's, a general assessment has worked for us. I don't think it will work as well as this. And the reason why is it's not as specific as somebody, oh, hey, I have shoulder pain. This is a shoulder pain deal. I love a deal. You know, let me go get my shoulder checked out, and it's only going to cost me $29. You're right. We'll take a hit on that initially, and that's okay. Because we know our PTs are good and their sales skills are real good, and they'll be able to get those people back in. So when you look at scaling, there's about 20% of people know they have a problem and they're looking for a problem. All right. 80% of people do not know they have a problem or where to go to solve it. That is where your business growth is at. And if you want to scale to multiple PTs, multiple locations, you can get super good at relationships. Eve is like the man when it comes to relationships. But how many hours a week are you spending getting coffee and meeting with people and doing lunch? It takes forever. Relationship curation is expensive time-wise, which is important to do, but it is really tough. Scalable digital marketing options will save you a lot of time and catch people that you probably wouldn't get in front of regardless. Does that make sense? So this is a value ladder, and I want you guys to think about this, but you can apply this to any different thing. Even some of you are doing like performance programming, right? So anybody else? You guys are doing it? Okay, doing some like actual like programming for people to do performance-based work. Do the same thing, you know? Could be some sort of initial offer for a boilerplate template product, right, or whatever, okay? And then it's custom programming, and then it's custom programming plus nutrition or whatever it is, and then you just bring them up that value ladder until you get to whatever the best option is for them. And typically the best option for us gets them the best result as well. And it's the best revenue producer also, okay? So value ladder, yeah.
Is the programming stuff you guys are doing is like fully customized?
Nope. The programming stuff we do is a blanket program that we put together for primarily to give people something to do that could replace, I guess in a way, it depends on their level. It could replace training in somebody that's fairly like low to mid-range health. But for most people, they're not chasing elite health. It's to make them useful. The goal is you become useful and not be in pain all the time. So it's a mixture of, it's a big kettlebell, a little kettlebell, a jump stretch band, and a jump rope, and that's it. And the goal is you can do it at home, 45 minutes, 3 days a week, and then one kind of self-recovery session, which involves a lot of kind of like pressure-based stuff and some active movement, and that's it. So what we found was interesting, CrossFitters that we work with use it as structured accessory work and warm-ups. People that are deconditioned, it crushes them. But they both find value in different ways. And at this point, we have 100 people on this program. We launched it last month on the 19th, March 19th. And so we have 100 of our patients in it. And what it does is allows us to stack value for other things. So this idea of a value stack, right? So you'll see, oh, you get this and you get this as well. And it stacks on top. That's what they call a value stack. So for us, if we're going people to this like one visit a month, which is what we want people to do, they get access to this program as well. So cool. Oh, I get this value. I'm already getting a little discount and I get value. I get added to this program that people do pay for. So it allows us to do that. So
they're paying $179 plus $25.
Nope. So they're paying, you could just do the program by itself. So if you just want the digital program, it's $25 a month. If you want to come see us once a month and get access to the program, it's $179. Yep. And you know, you may not have the resources, the time to do that at this point. And it's something, potentially, it's something where we may even be able to scale this to where you guys can, we can do some sort of recurring affiliate commission. I think it's something that would be really cool to eventually be able to get to do, where we could say like, hey, anybody that does this, you get 50% of the revenue from. We do all the programming, and you can sort of stack this onto your programs that you have people do with continuity. Because for us, we have two other PTs. One does all the videos. One handles the Facebook. And the guy doing the video does all the programming. So you may not have the resources to do it, but it doesn't mean it's not a good opportunity for you to add to your business. Does that make sense? So, but from a continuity point, you don't even necessarily need this. We had people doing this before we had the programming. But keep that in mind in terms of your value ladder. Anybody have any questions on this? Does this make sense? This, if you leave this weekend and you don't remember a single thing that I say, not one, all right? This is that stomp your foot. When I was in the Army, we have to tell people stuff and they would get tested on it and we just want them to fail. It's like, here, I'm stomping my foot. Value ladder, understanding that and figuring out what that looks like for you and testing it and tweaking it and getting people through that in the right sequence that don't necessarily know you very well. And even if they do, they may start at different phases, but that's fine. But understanding they need to be ascending your value ladder to the best revenue stream for you that gives them the best long-term value is huge. And how many people do you see, how many of those people would benefit from one visit with you a month? I think almost every single person I see, probably 90% of people we see. How much better would they be physically if they did that and prioritize it? How efficient can you be in 1 hour compared to them going to see a chiropractor for a quick adjustment and then lay on a traction table once a week? We have a lot of reasons why we would want to do this with people, and the value of their time is huge. If you get that same result for them in less time, everybody is short on time.
Hey, real quick before we go, I just want to say thanks so much for listening to this podcast. If you're one of the people that's already headed over to iTunes and left me a review, I really appreciate it. There's been over 50 iTunes reviews and all of them being 5 stars that have been left on this podcast since we started in August. That's awesome. And I read every single review. I take every little piece of advice that you give me in there, any criticism, any positive feedback that you have, I read all of it. And it's amazing to see that we're even getting reviews internationally at this point. So if you're one of the people that's reviewed the podcast, thanks so much. If you're an active listener of this podcast, I highly, highly encourage you to subscribe to the podcast and go to iTunes and leave me a short review. I'd love to hear what you have to say, and it really does help me get this information in front of more people. So guys, thanks again for your time and keep listening.